Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
Greetings, adult children of adult children. The following podcast is not real. It's simply grown men sitting around a budget-conscious microphone. But it is part of the Trachea Spider, rather the Earwolf Network. And somehow, against all reason, it continues to be sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. If you send your care package to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642, care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon, the tireless friends at Cards Against Humanity will drive your package over to the Burger King and shove it through the dimensional portal for Arnie, Chunt, and Usador to enjoy.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. A year and a few months back, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical, magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts that are always going to be my co-hosts, that are always going to be here and aren't going to die, my co-host, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Hello.
Hey, Chunt. How you doing, buddy? You're looking a little...
I'm feeling a little sick.
Yeah.
I stuck a stick where my arm used to be, and I said I had a farewell to my arm.
Oh. So, Chunt, last week, your arm just fell off.
Well, it either fell off or you ripped it off when I asked you to scratch my shoulder.
No, I was barely touching it.
Well, we'll never know.
I guess your curse that is going to take your life is heightened into its final stages.
I think it's working pretty fast. So I think I'm going to go ahead and put out into the world maybe my... I'm going to cut straight to my Final Fantasy VII, just because I feel like VII's usually the best fantasy to have. Seventh one, it's lucky, your Final Fantasy VII. So,
a lot of people like 10.
I've heard that. I don't know if I'll make it to 10, so I'm just going to go ahead and skip 3, 4, 5, 6, and go straight to 7. So my Final Fantasy VII is twofold. Mm-hmm. One, I would ask the people of Earth to remember me by that someone makes a tapestry of my life, of my beginning to the bookends of the animals I've been. I ask that someone please make that tapestry.
So this is a sexual tapestry, isn't it?
It doesn't have to be. It's
aren't all tapestries somewhat sexual?
Well, yeah, I'm just wondering, like, are there any non-sexual achievements or parts of your life that you want people to put in the tapestry? Or is that just going to get in the way?
I mean, I'm more than just sexual activity.
No, I know, but what?
But I'm proud of
what are you?
Every animal I've become or thing I've become, I'm proud of. And I have my tapestry in my room, and truth be told, I planned on giving that to you, Arnie.
Oh.
But I wanted the people of Earth to have one as well to remember me by.
Yeah.
And I just hope someone is willing to take on that task.
Sure.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as
Feline Zelic.
The dwarves know me as Zodanin Hugstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoinius Maestar. And there may be other secret names you do not know.
And the second part of my Final Fantasy is that
Final Fantasy VII, part two,
is that I maybe want to use my sperm.
Whoa.
The one I carry in a vial around my neck. I thought if I'm going to pass away, I might as well leave behind someone who can carry forth my legacy.
Load it up and let it fly.
It's been a while since we've talked about the sperm you keep in a vial around your neck.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah. So remind me how that works. Like you...
It's one sperm. Mm-hmm. I put it inside my...
You take it out of the
genitals
vial
whenever I'm ready.
Shove it back in your thing.
I don't shove it. That would hurt. But I put it in my genitals. And
what is that process like?
I am sure you can imagine.
No, I kind of can't.
Well, I hold my genitals and now my right hand. Uh-huh. I'm clearly going to need help putting the sperm in because...
Right. You're not going to be able to do it by yourself.
I have a little stick hand.
Oh, no. You're going to need help.
Can't you speak to someone in the Badger Kingdom to get them to make you a better badger arm?
I would.
Oh, I thought you were just going to have him ask someone in the Badger Kingdom to help him either hold your penis or shove the sperm.
Well, Arnie, to be fair...
Why does your brain always go there? No, I was asking a simple question if a badger forge and a badger blacksmith are going to make you a mechanical badger arm.
You freak.
My question was totally reasonable.
Thank you, Isidore. I have asked them to see if they can find some sort of contraption that opens and closes so I can have full function of both my arms.
Sure.
But, Arnie, you are a knight in badger service, and I do require you to help me insert my sperm, if it ever comes to that.
I don't know which task I would prefer. Holding or poking in?
But it's very dependent on if I meet the right man or woman.
Sure.
I mean, I guess it has to be a woman if I'm going to impregnate her, but...
Can men get pregnant in Foon? Are there species on Foon where the males carry the children?
There's one.
Seahorses.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have seahorses on Earth?
They do, and it sounds like they're similar.
Ah, so you can ride them upon the waves just like you would a horse upon the land.
Okay, sorry. I spoke too soon. Not that similar.
What are seahorses on your world?
They're just little, they're little vaguely horse-looking aquatic fish creatures.
Yeah, no, these are like, they're horses, but they sort of have like, instead of legs, they have like a bunch of little cilia that uh-huh. let them coast across the water. It's really fun.
Do they have names?
Oh, some of them have names, yes. Yeah. I rode a seahorse once called a Seaward.
Seaward.
Yeah, and mine was called Jeski.
Jeski?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I like that better than Seaward.
He went wheel fast. You don't like Seaward?
I don't like the Seaward. So, Chun, are you going to, if you're going to do this,
mm-hmm.
I want to help.
Yeah, I've already ordered you to help.
Well, look, you can't order me.
Well, how did you mean you want to help?
I want to help you. I mean, look, whatever it takes. If you feel like your Final Fantasy VII Part Two is to have someone help you poke your sperm back into your penis
mm-hmm.
and then use that one sperm to impregnate some other creature
mm-hmm.
To have offspring, mm-hmm. to have a child before you die of this curse,
mm-hmm.
I will help.
Thank you.
I will hold. I will poke. I will wingman. I will do whatever you need.
Thank you. You're a true friend.
Of course.
I need to find the love of my life, and life is short.
Well, you can do it. We'll figure it out. You're not going to die. We're going to figure all this stuff out. All I have to do is find a slipper as pure as gold, whatever the fuck that means.
Who's your guest today, Arnie?
Oh, that's right. Let's have a happier conversation. We're going to talk to our guest. He's a dancer. His name, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce this, his name is Josh Swollen Sword?
That's right. Yeah, my name's Josh. You guys can just call me Josh. Yeah.
Sure, Josh.
Yeah, I come from a long line of swollen swords. Swollen swords on my father's side, hard dicks on my mom's side.
Oh!
Yeah, yeah.
Swollen swords on my...
Yeah.
That's my favorite expression.
Yeah. Well,
Josh, how do you spell Josh?
It's just J-O-S-H.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. Like Josh.
Josh.
That's a weird...
What's Josh?
What does that mean?
Josh? On Earth, we would pronounce that Josh.
It's definitely Josh.
Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's also a well-known word in terms of, like, if you're joking with someone, you say, like, I'm just joshing you. I'm just joshing around.
Yeah, people say that to me all the time. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh, is that short for anything?
Nope. Yeah, just Josh.
Just Josh.
It's just Josh.
So, okay, so Josh, you're a dancer.
Yeah, I am a dancer of sorts. I didn't set out to be a dancer. I was a mitten star in high school. I don't know if
ooh,
you guys
heard. Wow.
Yeah, I was all Foon. But I threw out my hip during a game.
Oh.
Yeah. So you just reached in, grabbed it, and tossed it away?
I was trying to distract somebody. They're about to catch a bird.
Go Fitch.
So, yeah, threw my hip out, and I needed a hip replacement, but I went to a goblin doctor.
Ooh.
So, as you guys know, goblins are very good dancers.
Yeah,
So he gave me a goblin hip. So,
ooh.
So now I dance very, very well, but I cannot play mittens anymore.
That's an amazing tale, Josh. But you said you are a dancer.
He has a tail?
I actually do have a tail.
Oh, wow.
That is an amazing tail.
With the dancing.
Wow. Let's compare.
What do you think?
I win.
Yeah, you do.
You mentioned that you are a dancer of sorts. What do you mean by of sorts?
Well, I'll be honest. I mostly do bachelorette parties, weddings.
Funeral dancers?
Yeah, well, once you eat the food off of the body at a funeral, people want to celebrate, and the best funerals have sexual activities involved. So my job is kind of liven the night up, I start dancing. I actually, when I do those, I prefer to be called a hypnotist because I hypnotize people with my hips.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, with my goblin hips. Yeah. So I try to get people in kind of a sexual frenzy, incite some sexual.
Yeah, when a baby dies, the best thing to do is to incite a sexual frenzy because people are like, let's make another.
Make another baby.
Round two. Gosh. Yeah.
Exactly.
Josh. So I guess I'm trying to get a sense of what kind of dancing you do. It sounds like it's kind of erotic.
You could say that. Yeah, absolutely. I do a specialty of mine is lap dancing, per se. So that someone would sit on my lap and I would dance underneath them for some time. Yeah.
Wow, sounds erotic.
Classic lap dance.
Go ahead and give, here's a couple gold pieces. Go give Arnie a lap dance.
Oh, that's okay.
Arnie, come over to him.
No, I'm all right. Chunt needs some cheering up.
Oh, I'll take one. Here we go. Let me get out of my seat, and I'm sitting on ya.
All right, here we go.
Whoa, I can tell something's pretty wide, but I don't want to talk about girth stuff.
What do you think of that, huh? How about that?
That's a wide member.
How's the dance is very interesting. Like, you don't have a lot of room to move under there, but you're really...
No, but goblins... I mean, they can move most parts of their body much faster and much more rapidly, almost a vibration of sorts.
Sure.
So this whole area of my body just, it moves in ways you guys can't even probably imagine. I mean, you can because you're right on.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Feeling it. This is amazing.
Josh, why did you decide to go to a goblin doctor, not a human doctor?
Oh, it wasn't by choice.
Or a witch doctor.
Doctor?
I would have loved to have gone to a witch doctor.
The witch doctor.
Witch doctor?
What doctor?
Who?
On first?
Third base.
My parents had an HMO. So
what's an HMO?
You cannot have a human doctor.
HMO stands for humans ? Monsters only.
Oh.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So you had to go to a goblin.
Had to go
doctor.
To goblin doctor.
I mean, honestly, could have been other monsters, but it could have been far worse.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, if I had to do it again, I definitely do the same thing. I changed my life, and now I change other people's lives,
Now, what is the worst kind of monster doctor?
Gotta be a smorp, right?
Smorp.
Yeah.
Yes. Dr. Smorp.
You ever had a smorporation?
Smorporation?
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
Yeah, anytime they go to, pull something out of you, you start buzzing, and it's awful. You make a little sound.
But they're real small. I guess they could do, smorposcopic surgery and just kind of get in there.
If you say so.
So I'm sorry, enough talking about monster doctors. So it changed your life, and you've embraced the exotic dancing lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially here in Foon, I don't know what it's like on Earth, but, weddings, funerals, all these things, they tend to go better if there is a little flair for the erotic.
Sure. Yeah.
So I just like to think, if I'm at a child funeral,
uh-huh,
if I can put an erection on one person's face, then I've done my job.
Wait, hold on.
You don't have that on Earth?
No, I'm just...
Makes sense to me.
So, who's erect?
You must forgive Arnold. He's foreign. He does not understand our ways. And frankly, he's probably a little bit... He's probably a little bit prejudiced against you because of your bluish-gray skin.
Oh, that's right.
And my skin.
I'm so sorry.
I think it's unfair.
Oh, this is the Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right. You know, it's fine.
I think it's very becoming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nothing wrong with being gray.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, I do lay out to let it just get a little bit more blue than gray.
Yeah, sure. You want to brighten up that blue by getting...
Yeah, but look at these lines, you know. Check these out.
Oh, yes. Oh,
whoa.
Damn,
gray under
there.
Yeah, real gray under there.
Yeah.
Sea foam. That's the color I'd call that. The word I should have said earlier, too.
What kind of physical upkeep do you have to do to keep yourself in dancer shape?
Oh, I gotta keep it tight.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it tight. So I carry a lot of barrels. Yeah, barrels filled with various items.
Sure.
Generally semi-viscous.
Yeah.
Materials, because, you know, those slosh around, it's harder. It's a better form of weight training.
Yeah.
You wanted my full regiment.
Yeah, I do.
7 days a week, arms and chest.
Yeah.
And then also 7 days a week, back and legs.
Okay, so could have just said 7 days a week.
Everything all the time.
But it's not as impressive.
Everything every day.
I hear some exotic dancers do a C90 sex routine.
C90,
they do. Yeah, that's become that. You know, that's really swept through the community.
They go by the beach, by the sea, and they try and have sex 90 times a month, and it helps shed pounds and tighten.
Wow. Yeah, and the people who do it, they talk about it all.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or another option is just insanity,
just
where
go,
you
going
just
crazy?
Go so crazy that you just get in shape from being crazy.
That sounds like insanity.
Yes, sounds right. That sounds right to me.
Yeah.
Now, Josh, what's your life like when you're not dancing? Are you married? Do you travel a lot? Or are you sort of based in a single location?
Well, I have been married a couple times.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, three different children, all deceased.
So sorry.
No, it's fine.
So you're no longer married? You've moved on?
No, you know, my lifestyle's tough. You know, it's tough for people to keep up with me, you know, and it tends to lend to a lot of jealousy, you know.
Oh, sure. So people are trapped between a rock and a hard dick.
Absolutely. You know, that's what my four mothers used to say. That's
on my four mother's
mothers? Side. Well, yeah, because on my mother's side, that's where the hard dick
comes from. I see.
Yeah.
So, did you ever think about hyphenating?
I have, yeah. Just going with Josh, hard dick, swollen sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a mouthful.
That's true. You know what? We should take a break. We should take a break. Whew. I gotta get something wet in my mouth.
I'm getting a message from the resident stone.
Crap, just make sure it's on, okay?
Okay, cool.
Just everybody. Play everybody.
Be cool.
Be cool.
What are you, crap? Were you going... Master, what was going on?
I don't know. Were you littering?
I threw out.
What were you doing with the wine casks?
Well, yeah, what are you doing with the wine casks?
We were done with them, so I threw them off the wagon.
All right, just play cool, all right?
State your name and your business.
What?
Let me start. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical
Bien
light,
yelling.
Devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarokus. The elves know me as Fian Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonanin Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast of Gasmanius Maystar. And I here upon Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon, have found your littering to be unacceptable.
Fian Yalak, it's us.
Oh,
it's Otak.
Otak, Crumb, Flower. Good to see you all. But you were littering.
Is this your job? Citizen's arrest?
Why are you here?
I am the protector of Foon from crimes both great as the Dark Lord who doth permeate every second and every molecule of the air around us, all the way down to the little stuff. Because if you let the little stuff go, then... You know, everyone thinks they can just get away with whatever the hell they want.
Did you just want to hang out?
Yeah, no.
How is the quest going?
It's going well. I would say, so good.
Probably not enough so magic. Good. Probably, like, some magic would help.
There's been times where we thought we could use magic to overcome an obstacle, but then we work together. And we figure out we don't need magic.
Yeah, with each of our skill
sets. Oh, is this some crap where friendship is just as good as magic? That's it. Grimhoof, we're out of here.
Usador.
Good luck, suckers, on your idiot quest for jerks.
Oh, yeah, he took that well.
We made a good decision not to bring him, I think.
Sorry if I was overstepping my bounds. I figured he'd blow it up anyways.
Yeah, no, you were right.
So I can never tell when something's a compliment or a nice thing to say because of he just got so upset.
It's very dark. I was hoping I could camp with you overnight, even though I called you a bunch of idiot jerks just a second ago. Just throw up a camp. Tell some stories.
Usador, Flower and I see a really good rage counselor, and I just wonder if maybe you're interested.
I do not know what you are talking about!
What, that? So, wait, that... How were you there?
What?
How are you in that communique from Otak and Flower and Crom?
Well, I was traveling on Grimhoof.
The fifth fastest horse in Foon?
Yes, that's correct.
So these Resonance Stone messages we're getting didn't happen just now.
Sometimes there's a delay.
Oh, I see.
Maybe they're on the other side of a mountain or something.
Boy, they must be traveling very slowly if you're just off there saying hi to them.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
So, Josh, like... Do you feel like people judge you for being an exotic dancer?
I think people do, you know, and people, you know, take liberties. You know, people see an erotic dancer, they hire one, you know, they think like, oh, I can do whatever I want, you know. I mean, you guys were talking about seahorses earlier. I got hired by a bachelorette party of seahorses, and they got crazy, you know, they were touchy. You know, they were real touchy. And you know, that kind of bothers me, but... You know, I find that I face as much, you know, discrimination based on my blue-gray skin.
Sure.
As I do based on, you know, the size of my pelvis, size of my hips, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, it's tough, but when you're dancing at a funeral and you're surrounded by the family members of the person who died.
Sure. The funerals, really, you really focus on the funerals. You mention a lot of different occasions that you dance for, but it really are the funerals really your passion?
Well, at first they weren't.
Yeah.
But I was getting hired to do them all the time. At a certain point, I was like, you know what? This is the day job. Let's make it great.
Yeah.
You know,
what you do, you never work a day in your life.
And when you think about it, those other occasions are already happy occasions. Great times to be dancing, but to bring joy to people at their loved one's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That is a special gift.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I mean. You know, you start dancing, you start a lap dance, and the father of whoever died is right there on your lap, and you're just looking him right in the eyes, and he's crying, but he's also smiling.
Yeah.
Can I get you a mead or something to drink?
Oh, I would love a mead. Yeah, a mead would be great.
Anyone else need anything?
I'll take a king's juice.
I'll just have a water. All right.
Just water?
Yeah, just water.
Don't you want to be happy?
No, I don't know. I've just been drinking... less, basically. I'm trying to get in shape.
Okay.
And I figure I will I will cut alcohol out, but I will change no other part of my lifestyle.
Great. All right. Okay.
Yeah, at a funeral, usually you want to, for the father of the child, you usually want to save the last dance.
So, Josh, like, you've been married. It didn't work out. Like, what does the future hold for you?
Well, you know, I would love to get back into mittens if I could.
Sure. What about your hip makes you not able to play mittens?
Well, it just, I can't, if I get excited.
Sure.
The vibration starts, you know, and I can't really control the direction I'm going. Just not useful on the mittens, you know, mittens field.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
If you can't control the direction you're going, that's got to be bad in any sport.
It's bad in sports and just in life in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? Like, if you think about it, like, metaphorically, if you can't control where you're going.
You can't. And see, that's what I told myself a long time ago, and that's why I decided whatever the day is, that's the dream.
Yeah.
The dream is the day.
Yeah. You know, mittens and dancing, like, you're a very physical person, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
But what, and maybe this is too big of a question, like, what happens when you get older? Oh, boy.
Wow.
I never thought about that.
Way to make a grown man cry, aren't you?
I guess I was just trying to
wish someone could give me a lap dance right now.
Oh, Chunt.
What?
Let him sit on your lap.
Come here, big boy. Papi Chunty. Papi Badgy, Mickey Lappy, Lappy Dancy.
This looks fun. Here are your drinks.
Don't mind me. Yeah. Can I ask you, Josh, would you... do me the honors of exotically dancing at my funeral?
Absolutely.
Chunt, you're not going to die. We're going to figure this out.
I have one arm that's a stick. Things aren't great.
Yeah. Josh, since you spend so much time at funerals, have you, and again, this is a big question, and I hesitate to ask it, but have you ever thought about what you want at your funeral?
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Wow. You're really cutting me to the core here.
Oh, sorry, Josh.
You know, if I had to have something, I guess that I'd want my children back, really. But oh, I can't sure. have that for sure.
Yeah. Way to go, Ernie.
Gosh, there's a lot of pain in this story of this erotic dancer.
Well, it's all right. You know, each day you just got to live it.
Who would have thought that an erotic dancer would have a difficult life? I just imagine that every erotic dancer has a really, like, here, sunny story.
I'll just keep throwing money at him. Maybe that'll help.
Oh, this helps a lot.
Coin, 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 coin.
You know, it's like, who's going to put an erection on my face? You know? Yeah. That's what I do for other people, but who's going to do that for me? At my funeral, boy, oh, boy. I guess what I'd really like is for the goblin doctor to be there.
Yeah.
You know, who did the operation to me, and I'd like for him to be proud of me. Because I know for a fact my father's not. I've received a lot of angry letters from him.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh,
that must be hard.
Yeah,
oh, it is. Look.
It is hard. Wow. I was just checking. It is so wide. So wide.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your erotic dancing with us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And I'm sorry if I kind of brought you down a little bit with some of my questions, but maybe we can cheer you up. We've gotten a bunch of care packages. People have been shoving things through the dimensional portal. Behind the Vermilion Minotaur, we should go through some of this stuff. Chun, what is some of this candy and stuff we got?
This is something from Japan. This is from...
Oh, Japan! Someone sent us stuff from Japan?
Ikuo Techita. A cheetah. It's from a cheetah named Ikuo. And this is some sort of... burger box. I can't read any of this. Do you know this language?
No, I don't. This is... I mean, I'm assuming it's Japanese... It's like little, looks like little candy burgers with flags in them.
This seems very labor intensive.
Wow, yeah. The instructions on the back for this candy is really the most elaborate. I feel like I've gotten together computers with instructions that were less complicated.
Your candy has instructions on it?
Yeah, look at this Usador.
There's a little knife and a little Chevy.
It's adorable but confusing.
I'll use this knife for later.
Oh, no. Hey, let's look at the actual candy. Is there some kind of candy as well?
Oh, there's also a package here from, this is from, Santa Trading Shinmichi Nishiku from Japan as well. This is a different package. And this is little bottles of soda candy. We have vitamin CC11, a little orange with a smiley face, and a bee going towards a lemon.
I'm going to try the CC lemon. Yeah, it's good.
Like Fox Face good? Or?
Oh, it's much better than Fox
good,
Face.
Good.
Here's one more large box, Arnold.
Oh, great. Here, Yusuf, why don't you open it?
All right. Let's see.
I guess listening to eating is kind of like listening to dancing, huh?
Yeah, it's true.
It comes with a letter. It says, May 4th, 2016. May the 4th be with you. Dear Arnie Chunton Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know him as Fian
Yalak.
The dwarves know him as Zonin Hukstengis, and he is also known in the northeast as Gaspanius Maestar, and also other names I do not know. I am sending along these little guys in the hopes they can provide a distraction target for the Dark Lord, so you can sneak up on him and defeat him. Or Gorgeous can play with them the next time Otok's questing group drops by. I included an eye patch, empty bottle, and handful of magic stones for realism. Spintox only got his Pandanomicon because who even is he, really? Good point. Death to the Dark Lord, and I guess life to Chunt, and a return home for Arnie. From Michelle McCasey. Oh, and look here. Look
at these. Oh my god, those are awesome.
Look at these wonderful little simulations of myself and Spintax.
They almost look like they're crafty little wizards. They almost look like 70s Christmas tree toppers. I wish I could describe them better with words. They're kind of amazing. I'll try to take a picture and put it up. I'll tweet them or something this week.
Very, very.
You can follow me at Magic Tavern on Twitter.
You can follow me at Usador the Blue, or you can contact me by breathing directly into a glass cup. Collect that breath, aye, that very bit of steam that doth escape thine lips. Collect it and watch it coalesce into a single drop. And then with that drop, put it ever so gently on top of a tiny grasshopper. And then ask the grasshopper to come and find me.
You can also reach me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Or at Chunt with Six T's on Twitter, but not for long, babies.
Oh, no. And you can reach me at magictavern@puppies.supplies is real email address. We probably don't have time to read any emails, but I do want to bring up, you know, I've gotten a lot of emails. I know you said, or you hate frequently asked questions, but we've gotten a lot of people have mentioned that we had Melchior, the keeper of the Doomhorn that plays at the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
His job gives him immortality. That, Chunt, you should have tried to just take his job and you'd be immortal.
Next time.
Next time. I mean, I think he would have to voluntarily give up that job. He doesn't seem to be in any
He didn't seem eager to release that horn.
Yeah.
Do you even want that job?
No. That job blows. Dance us out. Josh, dance us out. Josh. Dance, 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 dance.
So erotic.
We all have erections on our face.
What a lot of pretending, and what a lot of laughing at each other's jokes. Just think, if masturbatory laughter were teaspoons of tequila, we'd have an entire Cinco de Mayo. Can eardrums cry? Well, ready your pontoon boat for the river of tears generated by Matt Young's tectonic performance as Usador, Wizard of the 12th, 25 seconds later. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. This week he lost an arm. I wonder when he lost the urge to support other people's ideas. Josh Swollen Sword was played by special guest Lawrence Collard. Lawrence performs regularly with Tone at Chicago's I.O. Theater, as well as with Little Gary at CIC. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. Flower was played by Brooke Bright. And Crom the Fingarian was played by Mark Logsdon. Craig, I demand that you transport us to the bridge.
Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Evan Jacover. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Or go to our wiki. We have a wiki. It's linked to the, you know, the main page there. You know, if you go to hellofromthemagictavern.com, there's a wiki link. And if you ever have any questions about, you know, oh, what was Usador's name for the fairies? You know, it's probably on there. Or if it's not, please add it, because, you know, we want to keep that up to date. So check that out. Also, we'll be doing a live show in Chicago on July 9th, so watch the Magic Tavern Facebook page for more information on that and where to get tickets if you want to see it.
So, Craig, what will you be wearing to the Final Fantasy Reference Appreciation Society parties happening across the globe tonight? I'll be wearing my gilded armor made out of irony.